אנחנו לומדים את הנושא חורבן כהזדמנות לתיקון.
We're studying ruin as a means for correction. We're studying the excerpt, starting with excerpt number one. The breaking of the vessels. Ruin as an opportunity for correction, selected excerpts from the sources. The breaking of the vessels. Excerpt number one, Bala Sulam writes. The breaking of the vessels, the correction that comes through this preliminary breaking, in a way that the breaking itself is a great correction. Some interpreted that it is a corruption in order to correct. However, this phrasing is incorrect. For we should ask about these words. Why should he spoil and then correct? Let him not spoil and he will not need correct. However, the thing is that the whole point of the correction and the great benefit that the Creator contemplated in the beginning of creation would not have come to the world were it not through spoiling the vessels in this manner, and whose entire correction is in the matter of clarifying the matter from the beginning that they were never spoiled. Again, we're reading excerpt number one. Bala Sulam writes, the breaking of the vessels. The correction that comes through this preliminary breaking in the way that the breaking itself is a great correction. Some interpreted that it is a corruption in order to correct. However, this phrasing is incorrect. For we should ask about these words, why should he spoil and then correct? Let him not spoil and he will not need to correct. However, the thing is that the whole point of the correction and the great benefit that the Creator contemplated in the beginning of creation would not have come to the world were it not through spoiling the vessels in this manner, and whose entire correction is in the manner of is in the matter of clarifying the matter from the beginning that they were never spoiled. Excerpt 2, Rabash writes, in spirituality, breaking is similar to breaking a vessel in corporeality. With a physical vessel, if it's broken and you pour into it some liquid, the liquid pours out. Likewise, in spirituality, if a thought of the will to receive for oneself enters the kli, the abundance pours out to the external ones, meaning outside of kedusha. Kedusha means for the Creator. Anything outside of for the Creator is called sitra achra, namely the other side of kedusha. This is why we say that kedusha means to bestow, and tuma, impurity, means to receive. For this reason, we, who were born after the breaking, desire only to receive. Therefore, we cannot be given abundance, for it will all certainly go to the side of the Sitra Achra. Again, excerpt 2, Rabash writes, in spirituality, breaking is similar to breaking a vessel in corporeality. With a physical vessel, if it is broken and you pour into it some liquid, the liquid pours out. Likewise, in spirituality, if a thought of will to receive for oneself enters the kli, the abundance pours out to the external ones, meaning outside of kedusha, holiness. Kedusha means for the Creator. Anything outside of for the Creator is called Sitra Achra, namely the other side of Kedusha. That's why we say that Kedusha means to bestow, and Tuma, impurity, means to receive. For this reason, we who were born after the breaking desire only to receive. We thus cannot be given abundance, for it will all certainly go to the side of the Sitra Achra. Excerpt 3. Rabash writes, the breaking of the vessels, when there was a mingling of the will to receive for oneself with Kedusha, because of which the vessels broke, also there was the matter of the sin of the tree of knowledge, which caused holy sparks to fall into the klipot. It follows that the breaking of the vessels and the sin of the tree of knowledge caused the creatures that come after, that the will to receive receives its sustenance from Abiyah of Klipa. Again, excerpt 3, Rabash writes, the breaking of the vessels, when there was a mingling of the will to receive for oneself with Kedusha, because of which the vessels broke, also, there was the matter of the sin of the tree of knowledge, which caused holy sparks to fall into the klipot. It follows that the breaking of the vessels and the sin of the tree of knowledge caused the creatures that come after, that the will to receive receives its sustenance from Abia of Klipa. Excerpt number 4, Rabash writes, we should believe what our sages tell us, that all the pleasures in corporeal delights are but a tiny candle compared to the pleasures that exist in spirituality. As it is written in the Sulam commentary, this is the meaning of the breaking of the vessels that preceded the creation of the world. Through the breaking of the vessels of Kedusha and their fall into the separated Bia, holy sparks fell along with them to the Klipot, from which came the pleasures and love of every kind into the domain of the Klipot, which passed them on for man's reception and for his delight. It therefore follows that the majority of pleasures are in Kedusha.
Abba Shalom.